old Nan was asleep in her chair. Hodor said, "Hodor," gathered up his great-grandmother, and carried her off, snoring softly, while Bran lay thinking. Rob had promised that he could feast for the night's watch in the great hall. "Summer," he called. The wolf bounded up to the bed. Bran hugged him so hard he could feel the hot breath on his cheek. "I can ride now," he whispered to his friend. "We can go hunting in the woods soon. Wait and see." After a time, he slept. In his dream, he was climbing again, pulling himself up an ancient windowless tower, his fingers forcing themselves between blackened stones, his feet scrabbling for purchase. Higher and higher he climbed, through the clouds and into the night sky, and still the tower rose before him. When he paused to look down, his head swam dizzily, and he felt his fingers slipping. Bran cried out and clung for dear life. The earth was 1,000 miles beneath him, and he could not fly. He could not fly. He waited until his heart had stopped pounding, until he could breathe, and he began to climb again. There was no way to go but up. Far above him, outlined against a vast pale moon, he thought he could see the shapes of gargoyles.